Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Mesechtes Zevachim Perig Dalid Mishnah Dalid. Ha'oila, let's say in regard to the carbon oila. Dama Matiras Psara, the blood of the oila gives the green light, it permits, it's matir, the meat to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and in the case of the oila, the hide to be used for the Kohanim. No one eats the meat of a carbon oila. Oila Sa'if, in the case of a bird oila, no hide over here to talk about, but Dama, its blood, Matiris Psar Lemizbeach. Once you apply the blood, the meat could be put on the Mizbeach to be burned. So these are all examples of why it's Shayach Pigel by these Karbanais. Because something is Matirit. Chatas Oif. So you have a bird Chatas. Dama, its blood, Matiris Psar Lekaihanim. In the case of the Oila, whether it's the Behemoth or the Oif, no one eats anything. It all goes up on the Mizbeach. In the case of a Chatas Ha'if, its blood is matir the basa for Kehanim. That's why there's pigle on it. Parim an Asrafim, Masidim an Asrafim, the bulls that are burnt outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the Seidim, the goats that are burnt outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzibur and the Par Yom HaKippur. The Seirim an Asrafim is the Soir an Yom Kippur, the Seiri of Aydazara. All of these karbanas require a sprinkling of the blood inside, and their amren, we are makriv on the outside mizbeach. The rest of the basar is burnt in a special place outside of Yerushalayim called Beis Hadeshet, literally House of the Ashes. But because their blood is matr the amren to be makriv it, if someone had a machshavah here of chutzlis manai and then proceeded to eat the amren, he would be chayiv mishim pigel. At least the Tanakhama holds this way. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says, there is no pigel by karbonis where their blood is processed inside the hechel. Rabbi Shimon says, kol she'enoi al mizbeach hachitzain kishlamin. Any carbon whose blood isn't placed on the outside mizbeach, like the blood of a shlamim, because the parsha of pigel in Parshas Kedoshim is said about a shlamim, ein chayav an olam hashem pigel. There's no karis because of pigel. And the nail of this whole list of Parim and Asrafim, Asirim and Asrafim, does not have pigel. Yes, they have a matir, they have a green light, but because their blood is processed inside as opposed to the outside, it's not like a shlamim, and the parsha of pigel was never meant for these things. So again, quickly chazring over Perik Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah giving us examples of what we learned about earlier. That in order for there to be a chiyuv karis and pigel, it has to be something that something was done to be matir. For example, in regard to an animal carbon oila, its blood is matir the basa for the mizbeach and the skin for the kohanim. In regard to an oila sa'if, its blood is matir the basa for the mizbeach. In regard to a chata sa'if, its blood is matir the basa for kohanim. And according to the first Tana, the karbonites that are processed inside the parim. Hanisrafim and Sidim Hanisrafim, their blood is matir, the amrin, we are makrib on the outside mizbeach. Because again, with these karbanas, the way it works is, the blood is processed inside, the amrin are burnt on the outside mizbeach, and the rest is burnt in a special Beis Hadashin. That Beis Hadashin, by the way, was outside of Yerushalayim. But there's still pigel over here, because the blood is matir, the amrin, to be burnt on the outside mizbeach. The blood that's processed inside the Hechel is matir the Amrim to be burnt outside of the Mizbeach. Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon says, the Halachis of Pigel applies only to things that are similar to a carbon shlamim, and it means only karbonis that their blood is placed on the outside Mizbeach, not these karbonis that their blood is placed on the inside Mizbeach.